Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another wonderful episode here on the Paincast. You got me, Payne, or Ferdinand, and then you also got Frederick over here, otherwise known as Adam. How's everyone doing today? Adam, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the Paincast.
Oh, of course, of course. So we're going to be talking about something we kind of talked a little bit about with our last episode, is this game that you showed me, the Skyweaver card game. And this game, folks, it is super fun. I highly recommend everyone play it. It's for a free game that's a card game. I have really enjoyed it.
Me too. I had a goal of putting out, you know, some consistent YouTube videos, which my last one was on February 6th, and I just published another one on Skyweaver just right now.
Oh, perfect.
Because all I've been doing is playing Skyweaver.
It is a very addicting game. It's very fun. The music's really good. The artwork's incredible. And the game mechanics are really in-depth, which I really, really like. There's very few things about it that, like, there's a little bit of RNG, but for a digital card game, you know, that's typical. It's fine. Other than that, it's a very straightforward game that can get, like, really in-depth with how cards work, how enchantments work, how certain spells work. There's elements, there's traits, like, there's a lot, and it's really, really cool.
Yeah, I mentioned that there's a lot of complexity, and that's really cool because it gives people the opportunity to, like, find combos and, or, like, just find strengths and weaknesses against other things. So from checking out other people's, just like starting to dip my toe in the YouTube culture of Skyweaver, I think that most people are very encouraged by the progress Skyweaver's made over like the past 12, 24 months. So
I'm very excited to be on the journey with Skyweaver from where it's going to go, because it seems like they have a pretty good base. You know, they have a lot of articles when you open up their launcher, I should say. It talks about like upcoming content they have, patches that they've had, partnerships. It's really cool. And they also have some discoverability too for anyone that's getting into Skyweaver that wants to create content for it. If you're streaming it, it says that you can. It'll like post it so people can come see it, which is really cool.
Yep. When you go on their phone app, I don't know if it's on the browser app, but if you go on their phone app, you can scroll right down to people streaming on Twitch.
I didn't even know they had a phone app for it. You can play this on your phone?
Yeah.
What? I had no idea. That is really exciting.
Yep. So you can take it with you everywhere.
Well, there you go. Then what's kind of cool too, if you go and play it on your phone, because I was thinking, you know, when I've been playing this on my PC, is like, wow, this is really, really cool. I wish I could play this on my phone. Since you can play it on your phone, matches only take like 5 to 10 minutes. They're pretty quick. It's if you're doing a quick train ride or you're on the bus or something, you'll have time to play a match or two, and it's super fun.
Yeah, when you're playing like Smash Face on the lower levels, they are 5 to 10 minutes, but like me playing Banjo at level 52 against somebody, my matches are usually like 20 to 30 minutes.
But you're playing Constructed now, aren't you?
No, that's Discovery.
Oh, okay, so you're still in the Discovery. Okay, well, you know, once I get there, you know, I am still
like,
in the lower
ranks. I don't really know how to play Banjo very good, but in my experience so far, people take their time and they use their time in the higher rank stuff. So, I mean, you're probably in for a 20, 30 minute game at higher levels.
I did have one. It was like 30 minute long game, and it was a very, very good match I had. So it's honestly, though, folks, it's for where it's at as a beta. Say, I do believe it's a beta right now. There's a lot of content in this game. 8th. Like there is hundreds of cards, and I honestly haven't played Constructed yet, because they have two different types of modes. They have Constructed where you can build your own art, your own decks, and then they have this other one where it gives you just a random hero, which you get all the heroes unlocked. They have just different traits, what they do, and then it gives you a random deck with random cards. That's what I've been playing so far, and I've really been enjoying it. For like a new player to get into this, it's very new player friendly.
Mm-hmm. If you do discovery mode, you don't have to have a random caster. You can pick your caster.
Oh, I pick to have a random caster. Like, yeah, I have
set. You can do either.
And there are a few types that I've learned I just don't like very much because I don't think they're very good. And there's others. You know, it's kind of cool. It really gives you a chance to experience the game and lets you play the game without having to spend any money, which is really nice.
Yeah, let's talk meta a little bit.
Sure. I've only been playing random, so I don't know. What's the meta? Is there a meta in this game?
Well, I just wanted to know what you thought was strong and what you weren't liking.
Oh, for sure. So what I think is strong, honestly, strength is really good for obvious reasons, and heart. I find heart to be really, really strong. I don't think water is super strong. Every time I've had a water, I've had a hard time. I've gotten winds with it, but they're a lot more difficult. And with light, I just feel like it's a little underpowered. And I feel like green's fine. It's really strong, the earth stuff. It's very balanced, which is nice. Everything feels good. There's so much to this because there's the elements and then there's the traits that you can have. Like, I think that armor is like one of the best traits in the game. You just take one reduced damage from everything and it effectively nullifies your champion from killing something, which is really, really strong. I've been locked out of games because of that for a few times. And, you know, it's I think that, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
Well, I started with just playing Ada. And Ada's just like Smash Mouth, like with the guard cards. And that's fun to play. And then I switched over to Banjo. And he doesn't have many guard cards. He's more like he controls the whole board. Like, he has cards to wipe out every card on the board and lots of cards like that without even placing any assets. So I would find like I was burning too many cards at the beginning, like building a line, whereas I should have been like collecting cards and kind of seeing a couple steps ahead. And oh shit, my cat just pulled my earphones out. And I'm glad I tried to play as him because I like lost a lot of games playing yesterday, but also it just kind of teaches you the nuances of it a little bit better.
Sure. Value. And he sounds like a very value based like, champion.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really good with like the earth cards because those just like tend to live forever as a guard. And that's like the only thing he's missing in Discovery. He doesn't have any guard cards that pop up. So if you can build your deck with him, it'd be very good. But anyway, the thing I've learned playing the game is like that I love so much is that there's like so much opportunity to just zombie your way back to winning. So like, because as playing as Banjo, you seem like you're gonna just destroy them. But then they always like come back to life and just fucking destroy me, even if it's like 40 health to 20 health. You know what I mean? So I don't know how much of that you've seen yet, which is like
I've had a couple of games where it's like that.
So it's just really cool. Like, you can't let your guard down at any point.
I got one guy down to 3 health and I was still at 40 or 30 something, and he ended up winning because he just kept playing guards that had armor. And all my stuff was just too small to get through it.
Yeah. So there's like decks where you have to see 3, like give up all your health on your caster because it doesn't really matter if they can't do damage to you down the line, you know?
That's very true. Very, very true. And did you see that they have in the market on it, which kind of cool is if you want to get into constructed, you can buy like reconstructed decks from other people. They have them listed.
Yeah. So the coolest thing that I just heard right there is how much work they've put into the ease of like selling your NFTs. And that's one of the things that I'm most excited about with this project is like, because other projects have like marketplaces and stuff. And This one is just seems like it's so easy to use, and there's cards the you can play to earn silver cards that have the utility of giving you tickets. So there you go, right there. You get one silver card, you got the chance of getting a gold card, and gold cards are like finding a $20 bill.
And why would you not want to find a $20 bill, folks?
If you're also playing a game that you love, like Skyweaver, I've genuinely enjoyed playing Skyweaver. And that's the thing with NFT games. It's like, am I really going to grind out this NFT playing this cheap-ass game I don't really want to play? That's where Skyweaver seems to have like an awesome edge in my mind, because it's actually fun to play as well. On top of
that's
all the
that's exactly what I was gonna say. Out of everything we've messed with so far and everything, like Skyweaver is hands down the best that we've played. Just hands down.
Yeah. It's not even close.
Well, everyone, I want to say thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Paincast here. We had a great time talking to you guys, of course. Check out Skyweaver. It's super fun. Download it on your phone. Download it on your PC. It's very small. And, you know, go have fun, folks. Thanks for listening. Adam, thanks for coming on the show today.